Good evening. It's 6 minutes after seven. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Christina Thomas.
This is the Fall On Air fundraiser. And if you have not called yet with your pledge of support, don't call because our volunteers have gone home for the evening. But you can pledge online at supportkuaf.com.
Easy, fast, secure.
As an active member of this community, our goal at KUAF is to be the first place you turn to learn what's happening in our world and right here at home. Whether it's national news from All Things Considered or stories from the community right here on Ozarks at Large, we're committed to bringing you news and information that is relevant, timely, and accurate. This type of coverage can only happen when listeners like you make personal financial contributions. You can support right now online at the secure website supportkuaf.com.
If you do prefer to wait and call, you can do that tomorrow morning beginning at 6.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We will have phone volunteers back then. We do appreciate everyone who has contributed. And again, the easy website is supportkuaf.com. If you have any questions, I think they're all answered right there.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty much answers all your questions. Asks you, you know, how much you want to pay, how would you like to pay, all of that. It's very much step by step. Only takes a couple of minutes.
And we leave the amount completely up to you.
Yes.
That's completely up to you. And from all of us at Ozarks at Large,
thank you.
Thank you. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. The Eureka Springs Original Ozark Folk Festival presents a live recording of Michael Jonathan's Wood Songs Old Time Radio Hour this Saturday, October 26th, in the City Auditorium. Guests include Michael Martin Murphy and Leroy Troy and the Tennessee Mafia Jug Band. A limited number of tickets are available online at the AUD, that's theaud.org. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Kyle Kellums. The Community Clinic of Northwest Arkansas yesterday announced it has received Level 3 recognition from the National Committee for Quality Assurance for its patient-centered medical home. Kathy Grisham, the executive director of the Community Clinic, says the recognition is a benchmark for the way the clinic approaches care, including the shift in mindset from fee-for-service to looking at improving the health of the clinic's overall client base.
It includes things like access and continuity, identifying and managing patient populations, and that would be like your diabetic population, that overall the care for diabetics has improved your population, that you set up plans and you manage their care, you provide self-care support. In other words, your patients participate in setting up their care plans and what they're going to focus on to improve their chronic illness.
Grisham says the benchmark also includes items regarding the tracking and coordination of care with both inside and outside care providers, like a diabetic educator or mental health provider. And the clinic is also graded on how it measures and improves the health performance of the patient. She says the patient-centered medical home model has been around for a while.
Patient-centered medical homes first started in pediatric models quite a while ago, and you'll find that a lot of what we do in a patient-centered medical home, pediatric clinics have been doing for a while. This is just expanding a model of care that produces good outcomes for patients to your chronic patients and your whole life cycle.
According to the NCQA, patient-centered medical home recognition is a model of care that emphasizes coordination and communication to transform primary care into what patients want it to be.
A pair of job announcements yesterday promises to bring nearly 200 jobs to the Northwest Arkansas and Fort Smith metro areas. Officials of Irvine, California-based South Coast Baking Company, a wholesale manufacturer of frozen bakery products, announced that it would open a second production facility in Springdale. The company will invest nearly $8.7 million to expand its operation into an existing 104,000-square-foot facility located on 40th Street. It will employ about 150 people to make frozen cookie dough. The company supplies products to Mrs. Fields, Panera Bread, and Sam's Club. The new production facility is expected to open in July of next year. And a current operation in Fort Smith will expand its facility. Officials with Mars Pet Care yesterday announced plans to add new equipment and a new line to its operation at Chaffee Crossing, which opened in September 2009. According to the CityWire, the company is set to invest $50 million into the manufacturing operation, a move that is set to add 42 jobs to the plant's current staff of about 125.
Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel again rejected a proposed ballot measure aimed at preventing corporations from contributing to political races in the state. The measure, presented by the political ethics advocacy group Regnet Populus, was rejected based on ambiguities and other deficiencies in the ballot title text. Attorney General McDaniel further stated that the proposed measure was rejected based on portions of the text containing unconstitutional provisions.
The city of Fayetteville will partner with Project Right Choice this weekend for a paper shredding and prescription medical disposal event at the World Gym parking lot on College Avenue. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, Fayetteville residents are invited to drop off up to 5 normal-sized boxes of secure documents to be shredded. And all area residents are encouraged to dispose of unwanted or expired medication or over-the-counter drugs as part of the National Take Back Initiative sponsored by the DEA.
Clear tonight. Lows will be around 28 in northwest Arkansas, mid-30s tonight in the Arkansas River Valley. Sunny tomorrow, highs near 60. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows around 40.